different prejudice, as they see it. They're still working together, and they seem to be... He's in the parliament, and they're, you know, they're relating to each other. And certainly when there's an outside threat, they pull together. But they're also concerned about the sugar strike that they feel that he could do something about, which is it coming at a poor time in their economy. They feel that'll only be in the hands of, you know, that notorious agency. You know what I'm saying? You can explain that to Carl. But don't imply I'm not going to be friendly to him, because Carl seems to think so much of him, but I'm not going to be around that. I'm not getting around him at all. I don't like what he says in the United States. I think it's divisive. I don't think he knows what he's doing. This paper wants to maintain a third... The paper shows praise for all third world democratic socialist views, and the United States are trying to maintain a non-aligned stance, and by God, anybody with any sense, a third world country will do that. What's the issue? I wouldn't argue that much with Carl. Just say that I had, you know, the note. You know about the note that was sent to him, which I tried to reach him. At one time, I did try to reach him, and he came back later and contacted one of our people. It was just after he had pronounced that he was going to give support to this government. And the government, and he and the Prime Minister were arm in arm. But don't say that. That's what Carl, why I went to see him. You see what I'm saying? I didn't see him, though. I didn't see him. I met his wife. We had a friendly chat, an amicable chat. Well, that's been some long time ago. I told him how the need for solidarity. You don't need to tell Carl that. I said, you need to be pulling together. This country doesn't need to be divided. Now, that's the other thing. I don't know what to tell you on that. Get Tom Adams and Paul Adams, get these calls that we need so you can use them. I'll be sure that he does it. Oh, what first thing in the morning? What hour am I talking to you, my son? What is it there? Oh, my Lord, as usual. Checking when do you go on the plane? What time do you arrive? He arrives 1 o'clock. He's coming that Pan Am flight. So prepare and tell... I hope Gooder didn't get an idea that we're all moving out of there because of that damn call. I hope you laid any fears he may have had on that. That we are all moving out. Courier, we need the courier to deliver the Bay Guardian to Claude Royal Jesus Christ. I can't think of what else. By the way, do you have Maria around? Is she on the phone? Where's she at? What? Okay. Jesus Christ, no, what else can I say? That's something I wanted to ask you. People coming. Okay, you guys, then I got some other things I want to ask. Any other problems about this coming? We cannot move home affairs if we push them anymore. We've had a lot of favors down here, and we can only push them as far as we can push them. I've tried everything, man. You have nothing else I can do. They're not suspicious of us in a real gross way, and shouldn't be, of course. But naturally, when you get an influx of people, they wonder who may be infiltrating. They're trying to do us a check on our people, know what the hell we're up to. We were supposed to get clearance today. I think I had an approach to tell you. If Roosevelt Imes, what was it? What was Roosevelt Imes? Come on, folks, get with me. Well, what do you got? I want to be sure they got it. That's what I'm trying to get at. Was Roosevelt Imes? Give me that other thing that I'm supposed to tell. Is it approach around? Be sure he is, because I got something that concerns him. Go ahead, what do you want to ask me? Well, what you better do is take a car. Take a car. Damn it, I get tired of this business. Another car that includes Schroeder, because she's in probably some observation. Head on the voyage to Florida. Somebody they can work with, they can maybe work there with him to get procurement. Take Melanie, Michelle, Tab, and his mother. I don't know. Yeah. She outright refused to move.
Well, then tell her we got to, she's got to start on, the process is on. Call her right now, somebody call her right now and see if she's prepared to leave by vehicle with some others that are on their way, say they're on their way to their work tour. Say, in a few hours and by car, headed for someplace. I don't know what you do if these people refuse to move. But it's better to encourage. Will you ask her for me to please stay away from that situation?
Okay.
Then I do think it might be wise to move them by vehicle, but with another strong person in there, too.
Okay, well,
we hold off, yes. And when I call for Mrs. Charles Long, that means for that group to proceed. Jesus, all this mess is something else. With one other strong person in that car. And then give the explanation I did, and you hold that tape to give the explanation because it doesn't say date or time. And in the meantime, I want to say a word for me. Yeah, I'll give you a word. For, you know, please, Joyce, and I request that Michelle be very, very careful not to speak to anyone. People she might trust have mixed loyalties, and we have a leak. And whatever, no matter how much sympathies are concerned, Joyce said, do not have any contact with Mickey. If she has had any contact, please inform us to what extent it was. To what extent? She met her on one occasion we know of, and Mickey is making some comments supposedly coming from her. And we want to know, this can be the most devastating, this could destroy everybody she loves. And not to talk to anyone there who may be good people, but has once been friends with Grace. And I'm asking her to keep this in utter confidence. Not to talk to them about any plans, thoughts, or anything. I know what I'm talking about. Grace has also got some information. And she is as devious as hell. Tim can verify that. He's here in the background.
God damn right. That's a slimy fucking beast.
Did you get that? Did you hear that?
Yeah, we
could hear it. Well, he said she's a slimy fucking beast, and he knows what he's talking about. And please, some of these people don't know what we're up against. They have dealt with tried the most reactionary things, to lie to right-wing people in the most high places. And I demand this, I know no one means harm, but I demand this. Okay, that message is finished. Now we go on here to try to get some other things. God Almighty. Where's that thing, that procedure I'd like to move? Is Prokes there?
Yeah.
I want the list, and give me some ideas. My mind tends to racing. We want a plan. You know the reporter, SB, that accompanied Prokes to, he met with Tim someplace. Tim Stone? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know the name. You know the person I'm talking about. She likes foster children. Concerned about foster children. You know what I'm talking about. Her name is now is Mary Ellen Rogers. She should call as, like she doesn't name she's calling for, the man we're all concerned about who's been K, but not Ken Solving. Call like that. I'm following up. I'm assisting a writer that's with the you know, where the guy whose model was put in our newspaper against his wishes, or I mean against my wishes.
Yes.
You follow me, both of you? He talks better when he's drunk. He talks more honestly when he's drunk. The one that's in that paper?
Okay.
Now and say, I'm calling. So she should call those likely enemies and say, I want to get a few additional comments from you. Then closely study your documentation, your witness procedure, and you'll know what these people have been. So I want to get a few more. Do you believe there is a working alliance between, as I have been, it's been reported to me, between Reverend Cecil Williams, Lane Brown, Dr. Goodert, J.J. Maher, and several other ministers? Do you believe that there is this coalition to try to bring about things they want in the community and exert influence on the community politics? What is your opinion? You call people like Cecil and mention the other names in to you, you know, or you ask them directly, are you in such a coalition? It'll be a testing to see. And Reverend Amos Brown, of course, he isn't in it, but you can just ask what his opinion of it is. Reverend Medeiros, Reverend Hannibal Williams, all those, who do you think of? Us three? Mary Rogers, Reverend Hill, and ask, and you know, and say, who else do you think might be in the coalition? Huh? And who are at the very tail end after you finish, say, who do you think might be willing to give more information about people's temple and their colleagues in this coalition? I'd get to that woman in Burton's office. What's her name? Doris Thomas. I'd get to the Dorothy Cox. I'd get to, George Newkirk, Black Leadership Forum, Norman Brown.
How about Cleo?
Cleo Wallace? Yes, Cleo Wallace. Did you rectify Cleo Wallace, by the way? What did she say? What'd she say she said? Had she called?
Yes, she did call, and she simply made an inquiry whether something was being done, and, they just told her that there was. Didn't sound like, she gave much input.
She's a grand liar. She's a pathological liar. You can depend on nothing that she does or says. What'd you say?
She said, well, I expect that, but, I go on.
No, she don't believe it. So I'd try her, Cleo Wallace, as a ladder, to ladder in, because she'll immediately get it back to him. Because I know her, she's devious you don't misrepresent anything, you know, at all. You're not saying the name of the person. You got what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kay Henderson? Kay Henderson? Kay Henderson will recognize the voice, though, I'm afraid.
Where's the who she's representing?
She's working an aide. I just got through telling you people if you put yourself.
Did she say the name?
No. No, you can't say the name. I don't think you can hold it. Was Rose supposed to be back last night?
She's going to go down and...
Yeah, I know, but was she, when did she say she'd be in?
She's supposed to be leaving Wednesday night. We don't know where he is.
She was going to leave from there?
Yeah.
Did she say she was going to leave from down there?
San Francisco?
Yeah, where did she say she was going to leave from? Where did Rose say she's going to leave from, folks? Huh? Huh? Well, we better find out where the woman's at.
We've been trying all night.
You try her daughter? She got a sister over in Oakland. What's her sister's name? Alice Stevenson in Oakland would know her daughter's name. Telling her trying, they need to get a hold of Rose, and Rose went down to see her daughter. Got what I'm saying? Hmm? Defection's possible anywhere, but I doubt it. My heart's been peeled every way, so I wouldn't think that. I wouldn't think that. She could be sick, too, you know. She's been loyal's true blue gold. I better be checking on her. Alice Stevens is just... I know she was going to her daughter's. I know why she was going to her daughter's. I know all about that. That's in the process. But from there on, if she told she'd be back on Wednesday, it's not like her to not keep her word. Did she take her cat? Where's her cat? You know about a cat? A cat was with her. Her cat had been kept in the bus. Well, where did she place her cat? Eva would probably know about a cat. They all love the cat lovers with no cats. Ruby Carroll might know. Who did she tell you? Did she tell you emphatically she'd be back Wednesday night? Who'd she say that to?
It wasn't that girl. She'd probably be leaving. She said it's Maria and Martha.
Did she seem friendly?
Yeah. We're not worried about it. We're not worried about it. We just don't know, you know.
Well, you're not worried about it, but your father is. I'm worried about it. She's prone to hypertension, and there's other reasons that would cause one to wonder if there is a... You know, always, you look at everything with a non-narcissistic eye.
Right.
I would be... It'd be a lot of hurt and pain if there was anything like that. I can't imagine that, but... I couldn't imagine some things I've gone through with my own kids. So, I mean, one kid. I think she needs to be checked out, if you follow me. I'm sorry to keep at you guys, but you've got to look at everything like that. You say, when you say you're not worried about it, be worried about anything, Mike and Maria. You hear me? Be worried about anything. Did you let Dr. Goodwin know he's going to be attacked? What was his reaction?
His reaction was, Americans that this is our style isn't his style, although he'll support our style.
He'll support our style?
He's in action, he's in no position to in his position.
But he'll support us. What way?
Oh, yeah.
What way? What way will he support us?
I guess after something came out, you know, if it was, you know, bad, well, he would speak out again.
Well, you tell him he's involved in it?
Yeah.
And you told him how many times we've been successful in stopping the old sucker?
Yeah, but, you know, he said he can't do it.
But does he have friends that can do it? Does he have friends that can do it? I know, maybe he can't do it personally. Does he have friends that can do it? Shit on Carl. Does he have any friends that can do it? Ask if he has any friends that can do it. Have letters gone to Diane Feinstein? Ice cream truck, you looked into that? Another time, we need to think of a way to make a living. You might encourage you to know, tell them to make you feel better there. I know Maria worries about things because she's got that on her. We got 150 pounds of fish yesterday. We got, I don't know how many dozens of eggs today. We got 30 pounds of chicken liver yesterday and 40 pounds of chicken or something like that. Procurement. Got milk coming. Got vegetables coming. We got vegetables yesterday. You hear what I'm saying? G. Ridley, if they get a chance, check about his paper bag and plastic business as an outlet that we could do something in Guyana. I'm sure he'd do it for us, you know, if there wasn't any competition to him there. Say, Jim's down there at the agriculture machine. He'd like some information about it, you know. Oh, shoot. They want me to meet with them Monday. Then you'll have to meet with them, you know. Say, I'm down here trying to get some workers settled because I always do the best to get them settled and going over some real developmental scheme. They're building a resort out here. That'll make Carl good. They're building a resort up that we're going to be participant with as well as a much expanded agricultural product. And we want to get into furniture business. He's trying to work on that wood pulp that you guys want. And, well, what else was it? They wanted soybeans. He's trying to get different people in different parts of the country to raise cultures of soybeans. You got what I'm saying? What's that? Medical drug imports. We can't import anything. We can export, but we can't import. Yeah? What's that? Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. I agree with you. I'm finished as far as you guys finished. Courier to deliver Bay Guardian to Claude Royal. That's been done, is it? Well, he has to have that immediately. People coming on commercial planes to show up at the last minute and raise such a fuss, if there is anybody, about the cost of the ticket and that they're missionaries in a children's home. They'll get their baggage for nothing. That's what's happened with me. We're sure getting plenty of rain down here. Been lovely sunshine comes out too, but we're getting the rain. Boy, this baby's beautiful, tell Maria. Tom Adams and Paul Adams, get some other calls like that. It was good of you to get no other feedback on the calls then, huh? People that have called in positively for us to him, call here. Have someone assigned down there. You get in, Debbie Evans, anybody. Michelle, get her busy or something. Have them call Junior, that means they made a good call on our behalf. You got what I'm saying? Senior, they refuse to make a call on our behalf. No, that's Senior. Senior, Junior, well. Maybe you better put attorney, call for attorney, da-da-da-da, Junior, Senior. You got me? That way we can keep up on with what's going there and know whether we need to give you any advice. Anything else you want to tell me?
No, just collect money off people that go over there that Maria gave money.
How? Who'd Maria give money to? I mean, if it came from private donations. It didn't exceed, you know, the law. There's a law about how much you can travel, and they never exceed that, of course, do they?
No.
Okay.
You're talking about travel expenses.
Oh, travel expenses, okay. Yeah, what about it? Who'd you give it to? It's a good point. Who?
The carloads,
I know the carloads. Who are you talking about? I know John Brown. I got there. They had nothing when they got there. But who else? Shaken? Well, he's coming back there. What? Whoever's come down, check them for money. Okay, that's what we're doing. Yeah, what's one question? Ron Crawford says, be sure to check with June Krim to see that she got somebody to take a court appearance that Gene Chaykin was supposed to take today at 3 for Ron. Or got it continued, one. You got what I'm saying? And be sure to have a check made out on who? On what? On what front? On Danny Pietler. Somebody make a check out on Danny Pietler's account immediately. $200 for Danny Pietler. He'll be fussing about it if you don't get it in there. Who is the signee? What? I didn't get you. Can't hear you. Raining down here. Cats and dogs. What do you say, folks? Well, get Shaken to do it the minute he arrives in there, because he may forget it.
Right.
Okay. She can't do it, because you're the only two assignees. Anything else you want to ask me?
No, not right now.
I worry about your health. How's your health holding up, both of you?
Okay. Fine.
How's hers? How does she look?
Beautiful.
You're lying like a dog. And she told you to say it.
Yeah.
What's that? How does she look?
She's hiding her face. Well,
she's hiding her face. Well, I'm worried about you guys. I'll push it as fast as I can. Here?
Okay.
I'll be back there to help you in the struggle, because I can't stand it.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will. Hell, I won't. I'll see you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Cannot control what they'll do. He's going to try to get his number out. That's, again, if you go the Jimmy Gavin route. I think I've told you this anyway. You can't control what Milton's will do. He's trying to get as many out because he knows that violence is counterproductive to our society, to changes within our society. It's been brought about by people who harass, like this reporter and others, constant harassments, threats. Violence. Our people are not accustomed to this thing. Nazis going to threaten to do this, and white hate mongers, I would say, who calling up saying they're going to do that and this, and then attempts being made, goading remarks to black people on their work. We want to see peace, peaceful change, and that's so. We like working with the land, they like working with the land. We found so many people who had that notice have completely calmed down, working with the lamb, and they should, as long as our people were not bothered, they'll stay here forever. They love it. They found total acceptance in their pressure and their apprehension, and their pain has been reduced, so that they don't feel that proneness to militancy. Just want to work in a cooperative sense for change, and they're very much accepted here. Did Janet Shuler go to Texas or Ohio? We'd like someone utilizing Patty's methodology, if possible, if we can get any time to get some information on a Rabbi Washington from Ohio who's working against this country, from Cleveland, Ohio. We don't know his first name. What's his first name? He's Rabbi Washington. Shoot. trained enough to do nothing. When we give a name, you'll know the name. When we call you in a full name, that'll be who it was. He must live in Cleveland. He's got some kind of problem with the law there. He started a group here called the House of Israel. And he's really ridiculous. Membership list in the PA room and accounting room, they should be sent with your group and held under tight control. Tish, I don't know what this is. Behans in the L.A., we got to get those all right now under our control. Because later somebody could say they were a member when they weren't, and if they didn't choose to go, they could say they were just in a group and they have a right to take over certain things, you know. Your PA rooms, where our membership list. Wherever it is, find out where it is. That's where we understood it was, anywhere. Debbie Brakey could get on this. Someone get on it. I don't know where they are. Wherever the membership people has. Yolanda brought it up, so it's very important. Okay, do you have V. Hollins's too? V. Hollins is in L.A. You got any more, follow-up on... the calls to the character.
Water.
We have a home number on him on my refrigerator. You did have, unless you tore it all to pieces. You'll know how to get it, however. You'll know probably how we got it. You have that sheet was on my refrigerator. Has a home number for your. Friend, Kilwell. The future, Kilwell is, Bedell, John Bedell. You got me? That's his name, John Bedell. Oh, come on, folks. It won't do no good. The guy, the little old, oh, here comes the baby, and right now, looked like never saw anything like, look at step right out of Korea and sleeping like, oh, you never thought that's a pretty baby, folks. He says he don't like being a guy and he's a businessman, though. He's raised up his fist. Here's Terry back. This looks like Terry just let him pass through, but he came through from South Korea. I'm talking about that guy that's been...
We don't understand the context of the group.
Well, he is the character that we're all concerned about right now. Kay.
Yeah.
His name is John Bedell.
Yeah.
He called John Bedell.
Yeah.